19 minutes.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hey man, so anyway, this is Trey. What's up? I used to be your intern. So anyway, I was in a fugue state recently for like a year or something. Anyway, I totally blacked out and I was basically just like sleepwalking around for a long time. But anyway, so listen, let's definitely link up. I want to hear more about the podcast. How's it going? Are you still doing the podcast? Lot of stuff, man. Lot of stuff to talk to you about. Hope you remember me. Talk to you later, bro. Hashtag meat is murder. Hashtag kitty litter is a scam. Don't believe the litter lie, bro. Peace.
MF 21. Episode 6, Season 2. That was a message from our former intern, Trey. Chaz Tolliver. Spoiled little kid who went missing and left me without an intern. So, if you don't know, MF21, formerly a UFO true crime mindful meditation podcast, now focusing this season on comedy. We just need that. We're going to get back to mindful meditation. We're going to get back to UFOs, but we need comedy right now.
We used to do meditation and UFOs. Now we're just comedy.
We started things off today with a message from Trey. Used to be my intern.
Where's Trey? Where's Trey? Where's Trey?
Before he disappeared, a lot of people thought I had something to do with it. And, you know, I may have been pissed at him. There was the hard drive issue. He had my hard drives. I'm not going to kill somebody, though, or disappear someone for stealing a couple of hard drives. Unless you were going to pay me good money to do that. That's right. I'm a mercenary. Pay me cash. I'll do things like kill people, maim, or even stalk them.
Do you need a mercenary in your life? I'll be one. I'll do anything, literally anything, if you just send me money on PayPal. I will be your mercenary.
Never forget that. That's not what this podcast is about. It's not about being a mercenary. It's about my favorite funny triggers, my favorite memories, my favorite stories, my favorite funny movies, my favorite funny clips.
Hey, well, remember, it's supposed to be funny this season. Don't kill any more interns. I mean, don't have any.
And that's what we're here to do, but I couldn't let this Trey thing go after he reached out to me and left a message. There was no phone number attached. There was a private number. Later in the week, though, very late. We have a newborn, so, you know, it was probably like 10:15, but for me, that's the middle of the night. So I get a message from a phone number that I don't recognize. And this is the first time Trey's left a message where I could see the phone number. Before, it usually says private line, or it'll say like 1-800-1-800 or something like that. So here's the other message he left me. And this time there was a phone number attached to the voicemail.
Hey man, it's Trey. I'm just checking in. Listen, man, do you have a cat? Because I don't know if you've like heard about what's going on, but anyway, with like cats and like kitty litter, it's pretty much a scam. So I just wanted to talk to you about that. See if you wanted to maybe talk about that on your podcast. I could come on as a guest, whatever. But I was in a fugue state, so call me back, man. Oh, I don't have a phone number right now. I'm borrowing a guy's phone, but he's pretty cool, so you could probably just call him. Okay, but anyway, hope I can come on your podcast and talk about kitty litter, though, because hashtag meat is murder, but hashtag kitty litter is a scam. It's not real. So get me on the air so I can talk to people about that, man.
In English, press 1.
Hello, this is Pastor Steve speaking. If your name and phone number at the sound of the tone, I will return your call when I get
So
back.
I called the number back. Of course, I had to. And a guy named, a really interesting guy named Virgil Carlsbad answered the phone. He didn't know anyone named Trey, but he did let a weird looking kid borrow his phone at the Panda Express in Salinas, California. So he was up for talking a little bit. I asked him to be on the podcast.
He was a weird looking boy, kind of wide eyed and bow legged, and he smelled like he'd been doing yard work. Said he was a manager for some rock band and he needed to call his business partner. I asked why he didn't call them himself. You ain't got a phone? And he said, no, that's why I need to use yours. The bad boys took mine and threw it in the river.
That's why I need to use yours. The bad boys took mine and threw it in the river. Threw it in the river. Threw it in the river.
Okay, so Virgil wasn't much help. I did really enjoy talking to him, but he wasn't much help in terms of looking for Trey. So I did what I do, okay? I got on the phone. I hit the sidewalk. I hit the streets. I started looking for Trey again, and I stopped looking for him a long time ago. I figured, like, the police, his parents, his stepdad, all those people think I killed him, so why should I be out here looking for him if I killed him? Like, it just felt like a waste of time, and it really felt like I wasn't appreciated. So I went back to looking for him, though, because I thought, he'll clear my name, I get the hard drives back, he'll stop calling me. So I started calling around, talking to people. I know he's in Salinas, California. I know he was at the Panda Express.
You are huge.
Yeah. Wow.
What do you do when you ever buy a dump ship?
You're waterlogged.
The other one's just going to follow.
Hey, I'm looking for a guy named Trey. Did he work here, or Chaz? Could have been either name.
Hi, it's me, Lieberman.
God. Roaming up and down the land on the
Yeah. But listen...
The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
No,
please try your call again later. Goodbye.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, my name's Will. Hey, this is Will. I have a podcast about true crime, or I still have a podcast, not about true crime.
Anyway, the drop goes like this. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
His name is Chaz. Chaz, like, or I think it's Charles or Charlemagne. Charlemagne, like Charlemagne. I don't know. I don't think that's Portuguese, but is Charlemagne Portuguese? I don't know. Hey. Hey, man. How are you? Yeah, great. You can talk about him? Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. And you don't mind coming on the podcast to talk about it? Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm sitting here right now. We could do it now. Okay. No, I get it. Yeah. Wednesday. The only thing about that is that the podcast comes out on Tuesday, and I was kind of hoping that. Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not on the radio. It's sort of on the radio, but it's not. Yeah. Okay. Real quick though, before you go, can I ask you though? Did you see him? Was it the picture that I sent you? Is that the same guy? Is it Trey? Hello.